Did you miss me? Judging by the way the boards lit up, I'd say you couldn't live without me. You make me feel so desirable, L.A. So many callers, so little time. If you don't get through to me tonight, don't let it break your heart. I'm here each and every a.m., so keep dialing those magic numbers and just maybe you'll be as lucky as this caller. What's your name, Night Owl? Hello, Greg. Up late, aren't we?
Well, there, Deb. I work a night shift here at the power plant, pretty much alone, and the only thing that gets me through this shift is your pretty little voice.
Thank you, Greg.
Why, I imagine if you're half as pretty as your voice, then you're the prettiest woman in this city.
Aren't you the gentleman?
I imagine you a lot, Deb. Like I said, I'm all by myself, and it does get lonely. Sometimes a man can't help himself, especially when I hear you. It's like you're here, straddling my...
Greg, there's a little thing called too much information. Caller, you're whiling away the evening with the Deb of Night.
Good evening, Deb.
Yes, I think that's implied by the title of the show. I haven't felt that way since Brad Pitt got married.
Do you have any idea how insignificant you are? When they start devouring the world, you will be but a bloodstain on their capes.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
There is a red star in the night sky. The blood of mortals and the blood of ages all will be consumed. They are coming. These are the final nights.
Okay, well, good luck in the next election, Senator. Apologies to all you night owls out there, but this girl's got something she's got to take care of for the next few minutes. Here's a little music to keep you up, if you get my meaning.
Phil's here. Gotta run. Great breakfast, honey.
Have a good day, dear. I'm glad you liked the muffins.
Hey, what's that on the counter? That's not my margarine. That's butter.
It's...
Bitch! You know I'm supposed to watch my LDL levels!
I thought it would be a nice change! You couldn't even tell!
You don't want a divorce! You're trying to kill me! I'm glad I slept with your sister!
I thought it was margarine grade B butter. Other ants a taste of margarine with all the saturated fat of butter.
You are on fire, Bill!
I finally took your advice and you were right. I feel more confident than ever.
You the man! Isn't it great?
I couldn't even believe it. We went out to dinner and afterwards we started getting busy. I went into the bathroom to take it. I could feel it right away. Hell, you could see the tidal change in the toilet bowl.
Vivisetrac. For an ordinary drug-enhanced erection just isn't enough. Common side effects include fainting, tingling in extremities, temporary blindness, deathly pallor, time perception distortions, aggravated bladder syndrome, emotional incest, pronounced incontinence, delusions of grandeur, and elevated risk of stroke.
Grandpa, will you take me to Space Burger?
Space Burger, huh? You know, when I was your age, space was mostly a mystery. We didn't know what was up there. Why, I thought there were little alien kids on Mars that might be watching me. Yeah, I used to make signs for them saying, "Hello, Martians," or "Give me a ride on your rocket craft." Of course, I was young and naive, thinking Martians could read English. Everyone knew Martians communicated telepathically through space operators on their moon base.
Billy, what did I tell you about talking to Grandpa?
But I want to go to Space Burger.
Space Burger? This looks like a job for Commander Mom. Report to the space van.
Oh, boy.
We can drop Grandpa off at the home on the way there.
Of course, you don't see Martians on space probes. Everyone knows Martians live in invisible domes.
Space Burger, food for the space age, not old age. Money troubles, need cash quick, why not try mugging someone? These are exactly the kind of questions the criminals are asking themselves right now. Did you know that the government requires you to wait 10 days for a gun? Why, in that time, a criminal could kill your family 50 times over. So how does a law-abiding citizen like yourself get a theft deterrent system in their hands in the next hour? Come to Loophole Lenny's. We've got antique military weaponry from blunderbusses to World War I grenades. Modern muggers may be stronger and faster than they used to be, but that doesn't mean they can take a slug fired by a Civil War-era pistol any better. And if you're the kind of person that can't sleep at night knowing serial rapists might be in your front yard, we've got German sniper rifles approved by the Kaiser himself that'll make picking them off one by one from the safety of your roof no problem. Buy a weapon this month and we'll throw in an ammo belt with the Constitution printed on it free of charge. Loophole Lennies, defending your tomorrow with the weapons of yesterday, today.
Ah, would you look at this?
What's that?
Plague of locusts descend on small Indian town.
Jeez, I can't imagine what that must be like.
And look at this. Civil war still raging between ethnic factions in Eastern Europe.
Yeah, heard about that.
And in Zimbabwe, they got to use ox carts for ambulances.
That's terrible. Hey, it's a good thing we live in the U.S.
It sure is, buddy. Hey, bartender, two more U.S. ales?
U.S. ale. Welcome to the United States of Inebriation.